I'm Gerald Rodriguez, and today I'm joined by Adrian Garbini, who's the program manager of Heart of Sawatch, and also Donna Madrid Hernandez, who is an artist with the Colcha Embroidery Program and San Luis Stitching Group. And they're here talking about an event that's going to be coming up here on February 5th, which is a Wednesday, and that's going to be at Sierra Grande in Fort Garland. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I guess before we get started on the event, can you let us know what the Heart of Sawatch is and what they do?
Sure. Heart of Sawatch is a community organization that is based in Sawatch that works all across the San Luis Valley. We have all kinds of different programs that cover everything from cultural programs to youth leadership to doing advocacy work for policy. And we do some direct services and resource navigation work. And we're always interested in partnering with community and community organizations on projects as they come up.
And then let us know also what the Colcha Embroidery Program is all about.
Well, we're a group in San Luis, and we're doing stitching. Very, very simple stitch. We get together once a month. There's probably about 15 members. We're just making designs. Of course, Colcha is not, we know Colcha is a bedspread. But back in the day, they used to use an embroidery to stitch their Colcha. Say it tore, or they wanted to make designs on it. That's what the Colcha embroidery is. It's just a stitch.
And so then you have this event coming up at Sierra Grande in Fort Garland. What is this all about?
The event coming up is the Day of Love. It's a family night. It's going to be 6 to 8 p.m. We're working in partnership on that night with the counseling department at Sierra Grande. And what has been going on is that we have the San Luis Valley Culture Embroidery Project, which is doing regional culture projects. And we partnered with Think 360 for the Equity in Art Education grant. And we also got some support from the Southern Colorado Community Foundation to be able to provide Colcha in our San Luis Valley schools. So since October, we've been in San Luis at Centennial, we've been in Sierra Grande, and then we've also been at Mountain Valley School in Sawatch. So we'll be finishing up Sierra Grande with this celebration. We have actually 75 students that will be showing their artworks, and we'll have a community potluck with a big dessert bar.
That's awesome. And then these are all different age kids, right?
Right.
Yeah, the youngest we had was third grade, and we went all the way through high school.
Mm-hmm. And so is there any specific theme for this, these colchas, or is it just whatever they feel like doing?
So we talk about the history of Colcha in the classes and show the different kinds of work that people do in the valley. And a lot of the time it has to do with memories and stories and things that are personally meaningful to you. So the students all chose a project based on what their interest was.
And Donna, you've done a ton of them yourself, and you showed me a few of them. And you kind of do it more or less about like San Luis and kind of the culture, right?
Yeah, I've tried to stay with our culture in San Luis. I've done a few out, like Antonito, the SPMDTU. I did that one. That's basically, I think, the only one that I've done out of San Luis.
You just did the railroad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did the railroad. We went on a beautiful ride with the Cumbres Toltec. I mean, I would suggest that ride to anybody. And the colors were going strong when we went up. And so I decided I wanted to try for the train, and I did it. And yeah, I've got quite a few already done. I love Colcha embroidery. I love it. And when my housework is done, or I just feel like it's time for me to sit down, I pick up my Colcha and get going.
And so how long have you been doing that for?
I started Colcha in 2007 with Josie Lovato. She taught me the stitch, and from there, I started working on it. But then I kind of just put it away because I was working. I was busy all the time, and I took care of my father, so I was busy with him. And then in 2017, when I retired, Marcela Pacheco just asked me if I would join them. And so I jumped back in there with them and going strong.
And so what made you decide to do this whole program to kind of get the kids involved?
I love the kids. I love the kids. And I think that if we have maybe 15 kids, and maybe two or three of them really get into it, that'll keep our Colcha alive. And we want it to keep going if we can. Because Colcha, I think, was kind of lost for a while. Mm-hmm. And then now I think we're going pretty strong. And we want the kids involved. We want them to know what their history is and know that they can do it, you know, and that it's not hard. And some will pick it up and some won't, you know, and it's okay, mm-hmm. because that's what it's all about. Some will enjoy it and some won't.
that everyone gets to learn about it and see it and know how the history has been in our communities.
Right.
We have culture history across the valley. We have in Sawatch and in San Luis since the 1970s a really strong revival that happened. And then in Center and in La Garita at the San Juan Arts Center, they had culture in that area for about 18 years, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the big issues that we find is that we need resources to do culture. Particularly, we use wool yarn that is hard to come by. So it's really important to be able to keep the art up through making sure that all the communities have both access to the materials and to the history. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so are you currently looking for donations of wool or anything like that?
We are always looking for partners and supporters and donators. And we have had a lot of really great partners come to the table in the last couple of years. We have to order our yarn from out of state because we use what it is actually it's a commercially produced commercially dyed yarn in Southern Colorado. We use that. In New Mexico, actually, they also use a lot of hand-spun churro wool, mm-hmm. and they use thread that is, from spin the yarn, dye the yarn with natural dyes. We don't see that very much in the Valley because a lot of the time our tradition is from the 1970s mm-hmm. when commercially produced yarn was in, 100 colors of the rainbow. So we actually use a supplier that comes from the East Coast.
So if somebody does want to help you out or collaborate, how do they do that?
Get in touch. Look us up. Just look for San Luis Valley Culture Embroidery, and you'll find us in Heart of Sawatch. And there's some websites out there to look at exhibitions that we've done, too. That's one of the big things that we like to mm-hmm. make sure about. So basically, what we do in order to get this history really out there is that we do research and find all of the things that we can about things that have happened in the past that need to be preserved, photographs, oral histories, stories, and then we do exhibitions. So we've had some big ones in the Valley, and we've also had some big ones in the Front Range. We did a big Arvada Center exhibition 2 years ago, and then last year we had an exhibition at the University of Denver for Josie Lobato's retrospective. So that's a really great way to share with people about the art, and then we try to make sure that we bring all that back into the workshops with both adults and with children to be able to show all of the artwork to people.
And so you also have the teachers involved in this, right?
Yeah. Wow. We've had wonderful teachers on this program. Maria Fleming at Sierra Grande and Taylor Hubbard at Centennial and Catlin Skanga at Mountain Valley have all done amazing work with their students. And one of the big hopes of our program is that this also gives them the capacity to teach this in the classroom whenever they'd like.
And so you said you also do things in other places. You have an upcoming trip to Colorado Springs coming up here soon too, right?
We do. We will be in Colorado Springs next Friday, January 31st. We are at something called Saving Places. It's a conference for historic preservation. This year, they're focused on immaterial culture, which culture is material culture that when in the historic preservation world, they talk about it as mm-hmm. immaterial culture because it's the arts, the culture, it's not the physical buildings. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times historic preservation focuses on our buildings, but this is to focus on the people and the culture that animates our communities. We would just love to have more people get in touch that are interested in culture embroidery. We will have adult workshops coming up this year in the Valley. In Antonito, we're going to be hopefully going there soon next. And then another project that we're looking forward to being able to share is that we are making a book for Josie Lobato's retrospective so that we will be able to have people have more access to seeing Josie's work.
Well, if you're barely joining us out there, I've been speaking with Adrian Garbini, who's the program manager of Heart of Sawatch, and Donna Madrid Hernandez, who is the artist of the Colchai Embroidery Program and the San Luis Stitching Group as well, here talking about this upcoming event. It's going to be on Wednesday, February 5th at Sierra Grande in Fort Garland. It's going to be a family night with an art exhibition of student Colchai embroidery. So is there anything else you'd like to discuss before we do wrap up?
I would just like to thank our artists that participated in teaching our classes in the schools. We had a really great group of people that were able to show up for our students. So thank you to Aurora Martinez and to Sandra Ortega and to Trent Segura, Patsy Garcia and Dolores Worley, and to Susan Walensky.
Femia Barella, I'm sorry.
Femia Barella and Julia Mondragon.
Julia Mondragon, yeah.
Awesome. There was a lot of people involved in this, Lena.
Yeah, we were all involved with teaching the kids, and we thank the teachers for giving us time to teach these kids.
And we thank the kids for being so amazing. And the kids,
oh my gosh, they're so awesome.
The art that they made has been really spectacular.
Yeah, and we love the kids, and we teach ages, whatever, from young children to elderly people, we're out there for you guys. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I'd like to thank you both for being here today. I know you both came from far away, so appreciate you being here in person, and hope that it just keeps getting better for you and your work.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're looking forward to the future.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you, Gerald.
For KRZA News, I'm Gerald Rodriguez.